Welcome to the 33% podcast. Each and every week, we'll be charting the course of setting up our new business 33% and how we're making the most of our working lives. We'll talk about everything we've been doing, things that have worked, things that haven't worked, the challenges, the misadventures, and everything else along the way. So it's January, it's 2021. Welcome, I'm James.
And I'm Gary.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah, it's 2021. We made it out of 2020. That's an achievement in and of itself. The world didn't end.
No. I mean, very nearly, but not quite.
Still might. Can't be totally sure yet, but it certainly looks like we're heading in the right direction. However, we're both sitting here. It's a Tuesday morning. Last night they announced we're all locked down again. So our kids are back home again. It's deja vu. It's March, April time all over again. And that's not great. We started off yesterday raring to go. It's 2021. Let's get cracking. We've got a lot to get achieved. And then suddenly, boom, you know, chaos, mess, kids to, you know, printouts, PDFs to print out, children to listen to and deal with. What do we do, Gary? How on earth are we supposed to, you know, we had all these aspirations, all these ideas we wanted just yesterday, and here we are. Yes. Today, reality sets in and throws it all out the window. Do you just give up and just go back to the day to day? What do you do?
The first thing you got to do is don't panic. Nobody panic. Even though that's the first thing I did this morning was absolutely panic. Oh, well, actually, the first thing I did was panic last night because our school actually got us on a call. Quarter past nine, very good of them to basically say, isn't this terrible, but we'll all manage it, don't worry about it, which is which is relatively reassuring of them. And realistically almost like dealing with today is pretty much like dealing with being a small business, which is just stuff is going to happen along the way. You don't flap about it. You can't change it. It's going to happen. So it's a case of going, right, so we need to agree what the kids need to get done. Today's a bit of a hodgepodge because no one's really ready for it, but come the end of the week, we'll have a regime in place. You know, we'll have time slots. This is when we do some maths, this is when we do some English, and you know, the kids will have goals, James. The kids will have goals. See what I've done there? Goals and aims to achieve each week, and they'll be geared towards their treats. And that means they'll work well, they'll work hard, they'll keep things tidy. And we'll get to prove once again that I am an amazing teacher. And my kids are terrible pupils.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's totally true. Your regime, treat-based, is nice. I mean, ours tends to be more following along the rules of Alcatraz, which is you have a right to food and water. Everything else must be earned. And I think that's a slightly tougher way of approaching things, but I cannot be dealing with their nonsense.
If I tell you that an example of a treat is they get to stay in their pajamas for the day,
we're not getting, you know, new bikes every other afternoon.
There are no as has been pointed out to my son this morning. You have just gone through Christmas. You're not getting a series of presents by behaving at school. Does Mr. Bedford give you presents?
No,
he doesn't.
A conversation. Would this happen at school is a thing that you're going to. I should just get a t-shirt that says that.
I've twice today, I've already sat, stared at Seth and gone, do you talk to Mr. Bedford like that? No, I don't. There we go. But ultimately getting back on track. It's about staying calm, not flapping, and understanding what the long-term goal is, which is hopefully they'll be back in 8 weeks. So our target is to get them through, so when they go back to school, it doesn't affect their long-term education too much. Their goal is. Exactly. How we get there, who knows?
Well, that's the thing. And that's kind of what we're here to talk about today is how to... We're talking about goals. We're talking about how to set those goals and ultimately how to achieve the goals. That's the most important thing, how to get there in the end. Yesterday when we said we were going to talk about this, there were potentially going to be challenges along the way. Now, this is just another perfect example of how you've got to imagine what success looks like at the end of that 2 months. You've got to imagine where you're going to be then, rather than worrying about the nitty-gritty detail of how you're going to get there, because otherwise you are just going to stumble along the way and you're going to focus on tomorrow, you're going to focus on the next day, and that's not going to necessarily get you where you're trying to end up. And that was like certainly the case last year, you know, when this all happened the first time around. We all had, you know, This time last year, we all had goals. We all had plans for our year. Both of our lives looked very, very different in January 2020. And, you know, and we both had goals. We both had desires for where we wanted to get to over the course of that year. What was your, out of interest, I don't, we've never talked about this, what was your goal? Did you have a goal at the start of 2020?
Yeah, but then my goal's quite dramatic, because my goal was to not do the job I was currently doing. So,
okay. Well, that was a goal that you ultimately achieved.
I mean, you know, in fairness, I did walk into the office in January, talk to the board and tell them that was my goal. So I did share it quite widely, which meant, you know, that I could go towards. I mean, flippantly, obviously that wasn't the actual goal. That was that in some ways, that's an example of how the journey is not always what you think it would be. But my end goal was to, you know, enjoy what I was doing more, because I came to the point where I wasn't enjoying it. So the goal, the end vision, was enjoy my job more, do things that meant more to me and to the people I was working with. That was my end goal. I can tell you now, in January, I did not expect you and me to be running a company, working with clients, putting up videos and doing webinars and helping, you know, small businesses and medium-sized businesses. That was not I never in my wildest dreams did I have that as a vision, but that's where we've ended up, because that's given me the end goal of what I wanted. So I achieved what I wanted, but it's not necessarily in the way that I expected.
I think that is the key thing, isn't it? Is that's why setting those longer term goals, imagining yourself in that desired future state, is so powerful in this process. And it was exactly the same for me. I was, you know, my start of last year, I had 10 people working for me in an agency, in an office in Altrincham. That's what we were doing. My goal was to continue to grow that agency, was to but it wasn't about growing the agency, it was about working with more clients. It was about impacting more people in a positive way and being able to work more closely with clients. But my goal, my own personal goal, was all about getting back to the things that I love doing. Because, you know, that's what happens. You grow a business, you get to do less and less of the stuff that you love doing. I love marketing. I love doing branding. I love strategy. I love all those things. I don't massively love managing people, dealing with drama, being an HR representative. None of those things are my favorite things to do. I don't love accounts. I don't love any of that stuff, but that's all I did. And I wanted to get away from that stuff. And I just assumed that that would look like bringing more people onto the team, you know, growing the business so that I then didn't have to do some of those other jobs and things like that, and bringing other people in and all of that kind of stuff. I assumed that it might mean working with different clients, but I didn't really think about the actual journey. I thought about where I wanted to get to, where I wanted to be at the end of it. And then, you know, obviously the chaos that ensued over the course of the early part of last year changed absolutely everything. But because I kept an eye on that goal, and I think that's what's really interesting, is when we sat down and we chatted midway through the year, really, or somewhere in the middle anyway, wherever it was.
Yeah, May, June time, I think.
And talked about where we wanted what our goals were, where we wanted to get to. And it was amazing how, despite the fact we had really different journeys and come from really different positions, our goals were really, really similar in terms of that desire to do the thing that we love doing more, the desire to work with more people and ultimately to help more people, at the risk of sounding too, you know, too much like an enormous hippie. We did both want to give a little bit back to, you know, other small businesses like us, that to help them grow and help them develop. And that was, you know, again, January 2020, did not imagine that between then and now, we would have done everything you just described, launched a brand new online course. You know, all of that stuff is just stuff that did not seem, it was just not in the realm of possibility, but it was all in service of that end goal. And I think that's the process, really, that you have to follow. So when we're talking about that, then how do people, someone listening to this, how do you set that kind of a goal? What is the best way for them to go about setting a goal that they can ultimately achieve?
You never normally have one goal, but because goals are there to help you achieve your end vision. So as you always describe it, what you want to do is put yourself 12 months ahead and go, right, imagine sitting in a room, you got a, you know, it's either a cold beer in your hand or a nice warm cup of tea, whatever it is that, that, you know, beverage of choice, don't mind. But you're sitting there, you're having a little drink and you're very satisfied with the world. And you're thinking, you know what, that's been the best 12 months of my life. Could be for personal reasons, working, whatever, but you're sitting there and you're very satisfied and you look back and what is it that makes you feel satisfied and happy? What gives you that warm feeling? Think about what that is. And once you've got that, then you set goals that help you achieve that. And that's really where the goals come in. The goals help you achieve, you know, from a business perspective, people always talk about the vision, and that's what it is. It's the vision. And that's where all goals should gear towards a vision. Whenever you set objectives for the company, for your departments, for individuals, you should always look at them and go, right, how is that helping us achieve the end vision for the business? And that's what you do as an individual, as a small business owner. It's where do I want personally to be in 12 months time? And then how does my business tie in with that?
And that's something that the small business owner often neglects. They focus very much on where do they want their business to be in 12 months time or longer, you know, what level of growth, what type of clients, all that kind of stuff. And they often forget where do they want to be? What type of work do they want to be doing? At the end of the day, you, the business owner, is doing most of the, you know, you're doing a lot of work, you're working really hard, and your job is just to get, just, you know, to keep things moving. And sometimes that is at the expense of you doing the thing that you actually loved. Sometimes it's you know, as I said before, you drift away from the thing that you started a business because you love doing a thing. And then eventually you find yourself not doing that thing anymore because your focus is on the growth of the business. It might be on the you know, supporting your team or making sure that people's jobs are safe, that your clients are happy, whatever that may be. But you're not usually thinking about yourself. And it's funny how as soon as you start, you do think a bit about yourself and where you want to get to, that has a really positive effect on the business as well, because you get back to that passion, that what made it exciting, what made it special in the first place.
Well, yeah, ultimately, when you enjoy something you do a better job. That's just very basic, but it's very simple. You know, it works. If you're aiming towards something that you personally want to do, you will work harder at it. You will do a better job. And the chances are you will actually be better at that thing because you want to do the things you're good at. That's what most people logically do. So, you know, setting that vision really does drive, it is about you, but it ultimately, as you say, it drives your own business forward because you are the forefront of that business.
And it's true that what you said about sort of visualizing that as well, isn't it? I found that to be immensely powerful, imagining what that looks like, imagining how it feels, because it's funny how 33% growth, excuse the pun, on your bottom line is a nice number, but that's nowhere near as powerful as thinking about driving a new car or thinking about whatever that looks like, whether you think, actually, I want to work less. So you write down, I want to work 20% less hours, or do you think about, you know, going to the park with your kids? That is more powerful to think about than just than a number on a page. I certainly feel
absolutely.
I can imagine the benefit rather than just the stat or the number or whatever else, and picturing how that, you know, how it makes you feel inside is quite a driver.
It is. I mean, I wrote in the blog we've just done that I joke, it's a personal thing, but you can translate it to yourself. But one of the, and I know you haven't actually read this yet, but one of the goals you set yourself is to buy more Lego. Well, that's not really a proper goal in a sense, but it is, because it's a thing that you want to do for you. For somebody else, that may be imagine yourself sitting on an amazing beach with a cocktail in your hand.
That sounds horrible.
I know, this is why I used it, because I know you hate the idea. But it could be wearing a new pair of shoes. It could be whatever it happens to be for you. It's that personal thing. It's about rewarding yourself. One of your goals is to be able to reward yourself. And what do I need to do towards that? And it's that kind of concept. It is, there is the power of a visual. It pushes you harder. It pushes you harder when someone saying, I want to get 10% more revenue doesn't really drive you. It doesn't motivate you in the same way as going, you know, as you said, you know, for some people, it won't be a motivator at all, but other people, if you turn around and say, basically, we want to end up with a goal where you're working 20% less and you're spending more time with your kids. Now, right now, I think that's a terrible idea, having spent a day homeschooling with them. I think that's the worst goal in the world. But at some point, I might think that's a good thing. And if I do...
More fun time with the kids, I think.
Yeah, more fun time with the kids. But then, so when I'm sitting there at 9 o'clock at night doing whatever it is I'm doing, I'm sitting there going, but it's for this reason. If I was sitting there going, oh, it's because I'm going to get 10% more growth, that's not going to motivate me. But if I'm sitting there thinking, ah, means I'm going to be able to sit on this beach in 12 months' time, then great, I'm going to put that effort into it.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I think one of the other challenges, and this is a good analogy for this that we use quite a lot, which is that when you're in this situation, it's really easy, especially over Christmas, it's really easy to think about where you want to get to. It's dead easy to go, right, I want to do this. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to do more exercise. I mean, like I said yesterday, I very nearly did a workout. And I think I might do one tomorrow. Who knows? It could happen. But you have these ideas. But, you know, the reality is then, you know, the country goes into lockdown. Now, usually it's not as significant as that, but often you just get a grumpy call from a client, or you get a product get recalled, or someone returns something you don't realize you were going to have to deal with. And then all your lovely laid out plans for the day are out the window, or the month, or the week, or whatever. And you have to deal with it. You suddenly got your firefighting. And it's the same with goals, because we always talk about there being a huge amount of opportunity. Some people feel like there's not lots of opportunity, like they're a bit stuck. But actually, I don't really believe that. I don't really buy that. I think there is a lot of opportunity. There's never been more of a chance for you to go out, learn something new, pick a role and do it. You can work for yourself. You can be a consultant. You can do pretty much anything you want to do, apart from obviously run a shop at the moment. But you can generally do most things. But that makes it that in and of itself is a horrible challenge, because then you're kind of like, you've got this wall of possibilities, and it could be a wall of negative things or a wall of positive things. But it's sometimes really hard to see past that sort of whirlwind of of things around you. And that's why we talk about this picture yourself in the future. And the analogy we always talk about is when we went on this whitewater rafting trip, and the instructor, it was tipping it down with rain. Not very nice weather at all. The water looked, I mean, it looked terrifying. It did not look like the sort of thing you'd want to jump into.
And I can confirm it was very, very cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Free. It was the middle of winter. I don't know why we thought this would be a nice idea for a group of us to go and do. But nevertheless, you do silly things like that, don't you? And we got there thinking, right, they're just going to cancel it because it doesn't look safe. We'll just, you know, there's lots of nice pubs in the village. We'll go and just go to the pub. It'll be a lovely day. Spot on. No problem at all with that. And we got there and we asked about it. And the guy just said, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll just go for it. And we said, how can you be sure that we're not all going to die? And he said, well, don't worry about it, because I'm just going to, our point, you go, we'll all be fine. And we asked about it. And in the end, he explained that this was because when he'd started out, he had done exactly that. He said, watch out. Watch out for the problems. Watch out for the tree that's fallen over there. Watch out for that rapid. Watch out for those rocks. Watch out for, you know, this, that, or the other. And everyone goes, looks over there, looks at the problem. And just because they're looking at the problem, they're paddling towards the problem. And then they can't avoid it and they hit it and it's capsizing and it's mess and body parts everywhere. And that's the end of that. But, you know, instead, you point at the distance and you just go, aim for that. Just keep pushing towards that. And it's amazing. And that was, you know, that's what it was like last year. Keep pushing towards that thing that you wanted. And you get through all that nonsense. And like, if you can get through that last year, then you can get through anything, I reckon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the thing. The other way of looking at that is those rocks and those, you know, water breaks and all those things that you're supposed to avoid, they're just excuses. And if you want, you can head towards the excuse, and you can always use one. There's always a reason. There's always an excuse you can give for not achieving something. But if you just focus on the thing you want to do and stop looking at the excuses, then it becomes much easier. It becomes something that you can absolutely achieve. And that's where, you know, and I think maybe that's for next time, but that's where you start talking about what can be achieved. Don't set yourself something that's ridiculous that you already know can't be done. If you start the year setting yourself out a goal and a vision that you know is impossible to achieve, because people go, well, you've got to strive for these things. Yes, you have to strive. Yes, you have to aim for things. You have to make things a challenge. But if you set things you know you can't achieve, then you're already... It's like if we go back, and I'm loosely trying to evolve on your analogy, but if we sat in the white rafting and we basically said, right, it's going to be really hard, but we are determined. We're getting to that end point. We've seen it, and we're going to feel really good by doing it at the end. That's great. If I sat there and went, and I want to end up in the North Sea.
We're going to go over that waterfall. We're going to bounce off the bottom. We're going to go down the... Yeah.
It's not, you know, we're not in a Disney movie. So that isn't achievable. That isn't going to happen. So we need to focus on the thing that we can actually do. So that, again, that is for next time, because
yeah, ideally with an expert that tells you, yes, I know you can survive that, rather than, you know, and that's another thing. I mean, it kind of ties in, doesn't it? But yeah, knowing that path is achievable as well. There is you can get help with those processes. And that's something that, exactly, I think is also quite important to know that you can achieve it, because like you said, it can do much more harm than good by setting a goal that you ultimately can't achieve. If I said, I'm going to exercise every day, ultimately, that would be an unachievable goal.
That's barely achievable for an Olympic athlete, let alone yourself, and you, who is just a rung just below that.
Just a fraction.
But seriously, what it does is you very quickly already start telling yourself, well, I know that can't be achieved, so why should I bother? You have to go for something you can achieve. Otherwise, you don't have that motivation. So if my goal is to run a marathon, okay, I've done that before. I know how it's achievable. I know how to break it up. If I set myself a goal of running 200 miles over 3 days, I know that can't be done. So partway through my training, I just start going, there's no point really going out there and doing 20 miles today, because I know I can't do it. I just go and run 5. You lack the motivation. The motivation comes from something that you want to do, but also something that you can do.
Okay, so I think that's a good spot to sort of wrap up this first section. So what should people do? Someone who's listening to this is thinking, right, okay, I do need to set some goals. I maybe haven't set some goals, or maybe they have set some goals, but they're either really, really specific or they're a bit loose and not very clear about as to why they want those goals. What I'd love for people to go away from this episode with is to think about why they want that goal and what that looks like and how that makes them feel, because I think that will help the next episode, where we talk a little bit more about how you nail down those detailed goals.
So I think before you listen next time, the main thing to do is go away, do that exercise, do that visualization. Where am I sitting? Because put yourself into that exact spot. Don't just go, I'm going to look back what was 12 months like. Actually put yourself in that spot. Find out where you're sitting in the house. Do the whole thing. Visualize the whole thing. And then sit there in your head and go, right, what is a good year? And actually write it down. Don't just talk about it. Write it down. What is a good year? Have it in front of you so that when we sit down next time and talk, when we start going through the process of how you turn that into actionable goals that you can achieve, then you've got it in front of you and you're going, right, okay, yes, well, this is what I want my year to look like. How am I going to gear towards that?
All right, that sounds very good indeed. Well, we'd love you to do that as well. Please do write down what that year looks like. Where are you? What is it? How does it feel? What have you achieved in that year? What kind of things have happened? And send them to us. Pop them on our Facebook page. Drop us a line at hello@33%.co.uk. We'd love to hear a bit more about your journey, and I think what would be great is then to look at this a year from now and let's see what happens, because I couldn't possibly have imagined we'd be sitting here doing this a year ago, so who knows what the heck it's going to look like a year from now. But what I do know is I do know that we'll have done everything in service of that end goal, of that desire of where we want to try and get to, and that is exciting. I think that's what makes what makes you want to work hard and makes you want to strive to achieve those goals.
Cool.
All right. Well, we'll be back again next week with another episode. And in the meantime, if you'd like to subscribe, we'd love you to subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. You can find everything else about what we do over at 33%.co.uk. That's all the letters, none of the numbers. And Until then, we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.